Hello everyone, and thank you for joining us on this podcast. My name is Genevieve Fuser, and today I will be interviewing Jen Bowden, who is an educational consultant at the Maths Association of Victoria, to discuss numeracy and the high impact teaching strategy of setting goals. So Jen, how can teachers ensure that the numeracy learning goals they set are clearly communicated to the students?
Well, this is a good question. I think this is through discussion with students. So it's ensuring students understand what the goals mean and how they can achieve these goals. Students need to understand exactly what behaviours they will show, and setting goals with students mean that teachers are using language that is meaningful to the students. So they need to understand the language and the behaviours they're going to show that they've achieved the goals. I've seen some great examples of visual representations around classrooms, and examples of I can statements as wall displays, or on desktops, or in students' diaries. Examples where students have set their own goals, and you can see these handwritten by Year 6 students, or there might be goals that have been set with a teacher, if you're a foundation student, where there's pictures and visual representations, but it's those conversations with students that are most important.
Thank you. And how can teachers set realistic goals to challenge all students in the classroom?
I think it's really important that you know your students, so you know their behaviours, their actions and their learning. You cannot set learning goals for students at the beginning of the year without actually observing them as students and in learning practice. It's important to set goals based on assessment. So assessment isn't necessarily a pre or post test, but this might be a situation where you might observe a student who is playing sport outside and you can see that they're not able to manage their time. So you might set a time management goal with them. It's important to set goals with students through a conference and involve other teachers from specialist areas or perhaps even the student's own parents. Goal setting should be embedded in classroom practice and it should be adaptable to all areas of the classroom and able to be generalised outside of the classroom. For example, the student who might have an issue having time managing his time during sport may also need to generalise that to be able to manage his time when he's getting ready for school in the morning. It's also important to note that these are numeracy goals, not mathematical goals. So they need to be achieved across the curriculum and at home and outside the classroom.
So how do you encourage students to actively engage in planning goals for their numeracy learning?
I think the planning of goals needs to be embedded in practice across the school, so starting from foundation all the way through. And students need to be involved in self and peer assessment, which once again, as I've mentioned, isn't just a test. So this is looking at their behaviours across the curriculum. Students also need to know which goals they have already achieved and can see a progression of where they need to go. But most importantly, you need to keep it simple. To involve students, a teacher needs to focus on specific goals that are achievable and students understand the meaning behind what they need to do to achieve these goals.
And lucky last, can you please explain why it's necessary to link numeracy goals to assessment?
It's very important that there's a tangible quantity that's visible to the student and to the teacher so that the teacher can measure achievement. Assessment is not just a pre and post test, but can be student feedback, anecdotal notes, student work samples, rubrics, and students' behaviour and practice. I know of a student who was asked the thing that she liked the most about school, and she said when she started a unit of work, she had a good understanding of what she knew and what she needed to learn. She knew when she had met her learning goals. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all students had such self-awareness about their learning?
Yes, it would. So I'd like to thank you for your time today, Jen, and thank you all for listening.
Thank you.